The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, when it comes to planning permission, we know that the application process can be complex, often challenging. So how can you avoid some common pitfalls and make it as simple as possible? Well, to share some advice on it all, I'm joined now by the president of the Irish Planning Institute, Gavin Lawler. Gavin, you're very welcome.
Hi, Claire.
Thanks for coming in. Planning has a rep, doesn't it, for being tricky and difficult?
It does. Lots of red tape, lots of tripwires there to trip up on,
so
unfortunately.
Is that fair that it has that reputation?
It's not if it's done. I think people don't like rules, and they don't like particularly fussy rules that, you know, where your application gets invalidated because you forgot to cross a T or dot an I. Mm-hmm. But it is that particular type of process. There's a certain minimum standard that's expected in a planning application. If you meet that, your application starts its journey through the process. And if you don't meet it, it doesn't. I mean, the good news is about 90% of what's actually lodged gets planning permission. So there's a very, very high success rate. But it can be a little bit frustrating if you've gone and got the wrong advice.
Okay, so that's important to get the right advice, and we'll come to that. I suppose it might be useful to start with what can you do in your back garden without needing planning permission?
Well, this is a very, very complex area. And this is, again, where people get really frustrated because there are absolute limits. Like, you can extend your house by up to 40 square metres, but there's specific conditions on that in terms of distance from boundaries and so on. So you get into nitty gritty. And if you break those rules by even 100 millimetres, you know, a third of a foot in old money, you're in trouble and it's not exempt and you then need retention permission. So you have to work within the rule set. There's a really, really useful guide on the Office of the Planning Regulator's website, which talks about making changes to your home. And that gives you a really easy guide and really easily mm-hmm. understood guide as to what you can and can't.
But you shouldn't then make the mistake of thinking, well, I can build a small extension within the permitted area and I'll be grand, because there are other rules that you need to comply with.
Correct.
I have a listener here who has a question. My neighbour has come to me and asked, can she build on the boundary wall? We get along. I don't know what to do. Is it a bad idea to allow it? What would you advise that person to do?
There's a number of different issues wrapped up in that one question. I'd ask her to go and speak to her solicitor, because there's a property issue. Because if it's a boundary wall, you own half the wall and your neighbour owns half the wall. Mm-hmm. So if you're consenting to allow them to build on the boundary wall, well then, who owns the new boundary wall? Is it still you own half of their new boundary, or they do? So it can be complex from a legal
perspective. Because they're not going to be just building on half of, on their half of the boundary wall.
They're building on your half of the boundary wall as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge with building on a boundary wall. Not building on the boundary wall and leaving the boundary wall and building inside, and it becomes, you know, messier again, because then they can't properly render or weather seal the wall because it's tight up against the other wall. So there's then there's other issues in relation to exemptions as to whether or not that is available to the neighbour or not.
Okay, so even though they get along well and everything is fine and dandy, you're saying you need legal advice.
I think you should go and get legal advice, and I think you should go and consult with the guide I spoke about in terms of the OPR. Okay. If the answer isn't there, go speak to a planning consultant.
In general terms, though, it sounds to me that talking to your neighbour if you're planning to do something is probably a good place to start, would you
100%.
Say?
100%. So one of the biggest frustrations people have is when their neighbours object to them. That only really ever occurs when you don't speak to your neighbour. Because if you have a good relationship with your neighbour and you tell them what you plan to do and you share the plans with them and you discuss what their concerns are and deal with their concerns, it avoids a lot of stress and angst. Mm-hmm. Because if you do things properly, you get the proper advice, put in the preparation, the old stitch in time saves nine, you can get through the planning system in 2 months. If you don't, you potentially get further information. That'll delay you by 3 months. Then your neighbour's still upset because you've got planning and they don't believe you should have. That can delay you by up to another 4 months, best case. So you end up with a 2 months plus 3 months plus a month appeal period is 6 months plus another 3 months. That's 9 months of a delay instead of getting your planning permission within two.
Okay, I have another question, and it really is timely, this one, because we've heard so much about modular homes, Gavin. My son wants to build a temporary home in the back garden for himself and his partner. They have a baby on the way. What do I need to get to make that happen?
So at the moment, you need planning permission. The minister is talking about, the current minister for housing is talking about making that exempt to development. But the rules and regulations around that are entirely uncertain at this point. Mm-hmm. There is talk that the size of that unit can be no more than 40 square metres. Other people are saying it's 45 square metres. Quite a big difference between the two of those. Then there are challenges with how do you service the unit in the back garden, connect a toilet, connect water to it. Do you have to inform Irish Water, etc.? All of that nitty-gritty and nuance is missing out of the current regulations, because at the moment you can't build a building, a temporary building or a permanent building in your back garden to live in without getting planning permission first.
All right, so it's complex and you do need permission. Gavin, you'll come back to us because we've lots of people who are
more than happy to.
Interested in asking you questions. Gavin Lawler there, who's president of the Irish Planning Institute.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.